Today's daf is daf Ayin, so we got to the very top of Ayin, the three words in, and we're going through the different sources, how we know which of these different groups, or how we know the groups, the 10 groups that Ezra brought back from Babel, that they were with him. So now we're up to the next category. Gemara says, Giri v'charuri. How do we know that these individuals came, referring to Gerim, and Avadim Mishukharim, how do we know that they came? So the Mar says Minalan. That's a source. Amr of Chisav Chist explained. Amr Kala Pasik says the Chalhan Nivdal Mitumas Goye Haaretz Aleihem. Those who have distanced themselves from the Tumah of the Goyim, so meaning they were either Gerim or they Avadim that became free, who are now Jews, which in essence are Gerim as well. So that's the pasuk that supports that. What about Mamzeri? How do we know Minalan that Mamzerim joined Ezra as well in the ascent to Eretz Yisrael? D'chsiv. So Gemara quotes a pasuk here. So a long discussion here. The pasuk says, D'chsiv Vayishma Sanvalat Hacharoni V'tuvia Ha'eved Ha'moni. So he heard there was apparently a request that Nehemiah had asked. I'm reading pretty much from the Sifzik because I have no idea any of the context here. So Nehemiah apparently had asked Daryavash that he should permit to build Yerushalayim, and apparently he wasn't too happy about this. So they're referring to Sanval Hacharoni and Tuvia Ha'eved, written further, Ksiv Ki Rabim Behuda Bale. There were many in Yehuda who were Bale Bris, Ushvualo, and they made a Shvua to Tuvia. Ki Chasan Hu, because he was the son-in-law of Shechania ben Arach, who was one of the great leaders in Israel. So Tuvia was, even though Tuvia was an Eved, he was still a son-in-law. Yehochanan Bino, Yehochanan was the son of Tuvia, he lakach as Bas Meshulam ben Brachia. He took as a wife this daughter, who was a daughter of another great leader in Klai Yisrael. See, either way, we see that the children that were born to Tuvia and his daughter Shechania were mamzerim because they were avadim. Because again, Shechania ben Arach married Tuvia, or his son, the daughter of Tuvia, and Tuvia was an eved. So that's how we know Mamzerim. And this Gemara has to assume that Kesavar Sho'oved Kochavim Ve'eved Haba'a Bas Yisrael Havlad Mamzer. So we see again the daughter here who was a part of Klai Yisrael, who married an Eved, the children is a Mamzer. That's how we know. So Gemara says, Hanicha Man Damar, this all makes sense. If you assume Havlad Mamzer, if children are actually Mamzerim, but Ela Man Damar Havlad Kasher, but there's another opinion that holds that child of an Eved and a Bas Yisrael are not mamzerim; they're actually kosher. Ma'ik lememer. What's the source? What's the source then that mamzerim joined Ezra back? V'su moreover mimai dehavelu b'nei. How do you know they had children? All it says here is that they got married, but maybe they didn't have children. Demelo havelu b'nei. Maybe they didn't have any children at all. V'su moreover mimai dehavelu v'slikli. How do you know that they were here and then they went up to Bavel, to Eretz Yisrael? All you know is that they got married, but maybe they remained in Bavel. Maybe they stayed back in Bavel. So these psukim we just brought above, even though it discusses intermarriage, it doesn't discuss any, it doesn't really serve as a proof. From the following pasuk is going to serve to prove to us that Mamzerim had joined Ezra in returning back to Eretz Yisrael. What does the pasuk say? Pasuk in Nehemiah, Ve'eila ha'olam mitel melech. These came from literally tales, a mountain, a hill, the mountain of salt. Well, Gemara will explain what this all means. Tel Charsha, a mountain of Charsha. Kruv Adon v'imar. We're not going to understand this until the pasuk, till the Gemara darshens it. V'lo yachlu lahagid beis avosam. They couldn't say where they came from, their father's house. V'zaram im aim misraelam heim. Okay, they couldn't tell whether or not they came from Yisrael or not. So Gemara says, Tel Melech, what does it mean, Tel Melech, a mound of salt? Elu bnei Adam, Shadomim ma'aseyem, l'maasei, Sodom, shenefcha, l'seil melech. These people had actions, they were similar to those who were in stone, which we know we turned into a mound of salt. So what does that mean? That stone, they were involved in Arias, and the children were all Mamzerim. So too, those who came back with Ezra were people who were similar to a Tel Melech, similar to the Maisim of stone, which means that their children were Mamzerim. Then the Gemara darshans, what does it mean, tel charsha, a mound of charsha. Charsha means to be quiet, silent. Shekari abba v'imo mishat kasa. When they call their mother or father, they'd quiet them. It was a shtuki. We saw in the Mishnah, they really weren't the parents. V'lo yachlu lahagid beis avosam. They couldn't say who their father was. V'zaram im misrohem zehu asufi. That was a sufi who was really picked up in the shuk. They were dropped off by the parents and they ran away, so they had no mother or father. Shenesaf min ashuk. They were gathered together from the shuk. So all these individuals, groups of people, had joined Ezra. Moreover, the Gemara says, Kruv Adon V'Imer, what does this pasuk mean? Amar Rabbi Abahu, Amar Adon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ani Amarti, Hu Yisrael Lefanai, Chashuv M'Kichruv. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I said that Klai Yisrael should be in front of me like a Kruv, which is a type of the Chayis HaKodesh, the Malachim, the Kruvim. But Haim, however, V'Haim, Samu Atzon Kinamer, they made themselves into a Namer. A Namer is what, a tiger, right? And tigers, apparently, they're not loyal to, what, a leopard? They're not loyal to each other. So they were not loyal to each other, and then they were having a rios and mamzerim. Then the Gemara says, V'ikud Amir, others say, Amar Rabbi Abo, Rabbi Abo explains differently. Amar Adon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Af al pi she Samu Atzon Kinamer. Even though you guys were not very careful, you were like leopards, and you were not loyal to each other and to your spouses. Hein chashuvim lefanai kikruv, still in front of, in my eyes, you still were considered like the kruvim, like the chayis hakodesh, that of course were very chashuv in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu overlooks averos, and he still loves the Klal Yisrael people. Fine. Says the Gemara now, Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Kol Anose Isha She'eno Hogenes Lo. A person who marries a wife who's not appropriate for him, unclear how do you define Eino Hogenes Lo, but whatever the criteria is, Mala Lava Kasav Kilu Charsha L'chol Olam Kulo V'zaru Melech. It's as if that they had planted the entire, rather they plowed the entire world and planted it with salt, which we know salt doesn't allow for growing of, that's what happened in Yericho, they put salt over the city after they destroyed it. Salt can't allow for anything to grow. So Shinemar, as the pasuk says, Ve'elu ha'olam misel melech tzel charasha. So I guess if I'm referring to the people who married people in Hoganis, doesn't mean who's not a good shidduch. It means in terms of arayos, that these people who came back referring to the people who were megal arayos with Ezra, they're compared to a mound of salt and a mound that was plowed over. So Amar Rav Bar Bar Ada, Amar Rav, Konosa Isha Lishamamon, a person who marries a wife because she comes from a lot of money. Havilo Banim Shainim Huganim, the children are not going to be Mhuganim. So now this Ainim Huganim, does it mean here Psulim as well?
Yes.
Also means Psulim. Okay, how so? How's that going to result in Psulim? If she's really a kosher wife that just happens to have a lot of money, we're concerned that she's going to be with other people and she'll be
Ashish. The implication she was not a kosher.
Right? Probably good Kavanah too.
He overlooked some things for the money.
Uh-huh. So we're concerned there are other issues that are going, maybe she herself has some level of psul. Okay. How do we know this? The Gemara says, Shinemar, as the Pasuk says, Ba'ashem bagdu, ki banim zaru yaldu, because with Hashem you had rebelled, ki because the banim were zarim yaldu, they were foreign, they weren't your children. V'shema tomar, so maybe in such a situation you'll say, Shema tomar mamon palat, maybe the money will be saved at least. At least you'll make the money, your children won't be kasher, but at least you have a lot of money. Tamalomar, it says, Ata Yochlim Chadash Eschalkeim. It's going to eat up all your chelik, all your property. You're going to lose the money as well. So then the Gemara says, Shema Tomar Chelkov Lo Chelko. Maybe he'll lose his chelik, but maybe she, if she comes from the money, maybe she'll hold on to her money. Tamalomar Chelkeim, both of their chelakim, both of their properties, their money that they're being Yorish, will not stay around.
It says,
Okay. The Shema Tomar Lizman Meruba. Maybe they're going to be able to use the money over a period of time. Maybe it's not going to be lost right away, but maybe over 20 years they'll get to use the money. That's not a real loss. Tamalomer, Chodesh, in 1 month, they're going to lose all their money. So my Mashra, how does that indicate this? Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Chodesh Nichnas, V'Chodesh Yatza, V'Mamon and Avod. A month's going to come, a month's going to go by, and then the money's going to be lost. Amar Rabba Bar Ada Ramile, others say Amar Rabbi Sala Amar Hamnuna. Kol Anose Isha She'eino Hogenes Lo, a person who marries someone who's not appropriate, which we now know means someone who's possible to him. Eliyahu Kofso V'Hakadosh Baruch Hu Rotso. Eliyahu holds him down, and the Hakadosh Baruch Hu comes and whips him. The Tana Akulam, it said about all of them that Eliyahu Kosev, he would write down V'Hakadosh Baruch Hu Chosev, V'Hakadosh Baruch Hu would stamp. Oy lo leposa zaro ulapogim es mishpachto. Woe to he who passels his children and it gives a blemish to his family. Vilenosa isha sheheino hogeneslo. And to a person who marries a woman who's not appropriate for him, who's passel to him. And in that case, the Brisa says, on all those situations, Eliyahu kofaso v'Hakadosh Baruch Hu rotso. Eliyahu whips, or rather holds him down, the Hakadosh Baruch Hu whips him. V'chol aposel, anyone who passels, he himself is passel. And we do not speak of his praise forever. So what does this mean? Let's look at a couple of Rashi's for a second. Rashi says, look at Rashi, Eliyahu Kosef. Eliyahu Kosef writes, "My dekamar v'azil oy lo leposel zaro, woe to he who disqualifies the children of lefogim es mishpachto, kigon shenasa isha sheino hogenes lo." Now this parenthesis, normally don't read this parenthesis, but this happens to be a very important parenthesis. I'll tell you why in a second. Hide Eliyahu, that's mentioned here in this Gemara, lav Eliyahu that we speak of in general, dichsiv v'mikrohu. It's not the Eliyahu that we know. Dimkein mekamed havi asin man kafse. Because before Eliyahu was born, who was doing this? Eliyahu was born only later on in history. So before him, there were people who married women who were pasul to them, and people who were having children who were mamzerim. So who was holding him down? That means this didn't exist. So it must have been Ella, Shem Malachu Shehu Sofer Lamala. There was a Malach happens, his name is called Eliyahu. And he's in charge of this. He's been always in charge of this. Which is different than Eliyahu Navi that we have, that we were introduced as the Navi. So the reason why this is interesting is because the Chassam Sofer talks about it in a number of places in Shas. Sometimes Eliyahu Navi seems to be a person, sometimes he appears to be a Malach. So he says, what's some examples? So sometimes the Gemara says, when Eliyahu Navi comes, he's going to answer all the Shilas. So the Teiku means, right? Tishri is going to come, Yitari, it's called Kushus. So that means Eliyahu Navi comes back as a person because there's a concept lo b'shemayim hi. If Eliyahu Navi is really a malach, so we can't trust him. We don't, the Torah is not b'shemayim; it's down in this world. So the fact that Eliyahu Navi is going to answer Shilas tells us that he's in this world. He's an Adam. But then the other Gemaras say that when we ask Shilas from Eliyahu Navi, we can't trust him because lo b'shemayim hi, the Gemara says. So Chassam Sofer says sometimes Eliyahu comes back as a person, sometimes he comes back as a malach. So depending what form he comes back in, that tells us whether we can listen to what he's telling us or we don't listen to what he's telling us. But in light of this Rashi in this parenthesis, it sounds like maybe there's two different Eliyahu Navis. Eliyahu Navi is a person. But there's another Eliyahu HaMalach. They're not the same person who switches back and forth. They're two different beings. And that would explain in a different way than Chassam Sofer, who explained, no, there is one being. He just comes back in two different forms. Okay. Fine, let's go Vayitu. Now the Gemara, rather look at Rashi. One more Rashi to look at. Kol Posel. Megadev Tamid Es HaMishpachos Hu Atma Posel. This is what Shmuel is saying at the end. The person who continues to say, oh, that family is a family of Mamzerim. That's telling us that he himself is the one who's Posel. And says Shmuel, that back to the Gemara one more time, kol haposel, anybody who disqualifies other families by calling them mamzerim or any other type of psul, that tells us that he himself is pasul. Veinu medaber b'shvach olam, we can never speak of his praise because he himself is pasul. V'amar Shmuel says, and b'muma posel, whatever he calls the other family, that means that's the psul he himself has. Rashi al-Torah quotes this pasuk, this Gemara as well. Okay. Gemara says, certain individual who came from Naharda went to a shechting house in Pumbedisa to buy some meat. Amalhu, so the store owner, the butcher, says to him, Havuli Bisri, or rather he says to the butchers first, give me some basar. So Amrile, so they say to him, Nathar, wait just for a moment, ad the shakal shemaya, the Rav Yehuda, bar Yecheskel. Wait until we first attend the shamish, the servant, the gabbai of Rav Yehuda. We're going to give him first. Benisavlach, then afterwards we'll give it to you. Samar man, so just as a side point, I'm thinking out loud for a second. Was shemaya the Rav Yehuda here first, or did he just come afterwards? I wonder. Because they talk about an issue, I spoke about this a few weeks ago, cutting lines. So there's a shaila, what if a person's a Tamil Chacham? Could you let a Tamil Chacham cut a line? So there's a maisa once with the stipler, and others are coming back from a levaya, and they're waiting on a long bus line in Tel Aviv to go back to Bnei Brak. Somebody noticed them, so why don't you cut the line? They said, no, unless you ask every single person in front of us, then we're not cutting the line. So now they're, of course, being an anav, but I wonder, there's a certain idea of kedimus when it comes to Tamidi Chachamim. So here I wonder if maybe really this individual came first, and then afterwards the Shemaya, the Gabbai, Rabbi Yehuda, came afterwards, and they gave the Rabbi Yehuda's Gabbai first, because the Tamil Chacham has precedence. I don't know.
Rashi's mashma, well, I thought I think the shliach was there first.
Let's see.
Not to rad the shakel.
Rashi said, not to rad the shakel, shumai the Rabbi Yehuda, the himtin ad sheyitel, shluch al Rabbi Yehuda, shomed kan litel. He's standing waiting. Was he standing, shomed kvar? I don't know. Okay.
Anyways, the Gabbai is still Rabbi Yehuda.
Yeah, but he's representing, he's a shliach.
Yeah, but so what? He's there for...
He's there for...
Rabbi Yehuda's going to get his supper on time.
He's there for, no,
a few minutes.
No, either way, it's still a few minutes later that he'll have to wait. And the fact that he's representing...
But lunch is 5 o'clock. You know, so
he's gonna... I hear. It's a good point.
Whatever, I'm just saying. It's, you know, it's... I can eat earlier if it's ready earlier.
I hear.
Seder's not over.
There's still a certain amount of kavod for the gabbai of the Rebbe. Fine. The Gemara says, Amar Man.
The Rebbe's never going to know that.
Gemara says, Amar Man, Yehuda. He said, Man Yehuda Bar Shviskel, the Kadam Li, the Shakam and Kamai. Who is this guy? His name is really Bar Yechezkel, but he made up a name. By Shviskel, I don't even pronounce that. Sounds Yiddish. The Kadam Li, the Shakal Min Kamai. The guy is taken before me? So he says, Azl Amri Leila Rav Yehuda. So they went and told Rav Yehuda what this guy was saying about him. Shemasa. So they put in this guy into Chayrim for speaking such a way about Rav Yehuda.
No, he did.
Who?
Rav Yehuda did.
Yeah, Rav Yehuda put this guy into Chayrim, yeah. So Amri Ragil the Karianish Avid Avdi. So they say this guy is he regularly calls a person an Avid, an Avid of Avdim. He calls people of Avdim. You're an Avid, you're an Avid. So Achar Talai the Avdahu. So they said, oh, since he regularly calls people of Avdim, he himself must be an Avid, this guy, who's now placed into Chayrim. So now Azahahu Azam Neledina, the Kamid Rav Nachman. So this guy, who's now placed in Chayrim, had summoned Rav Yehuda to the Bezdin of Rav Nachman. He wanted to take him to court for putting me into Chayrim. You have no right to put me in Chayrim, he said. So Rav Yehuda took this icy piska, he took this letter, this hazmana, the hazmana, Azil Rav Yehuda lekamei Rav Huna. He went to Rav Huna to ask for some etza. Amrlei, he says, Izil alo Izil, should I go to Rav Nachman or should I not go to Rav Nachman? Amrlei, so Rav Huna tells Rav Yehuda, Mizil alo mibaylecha lemezel, mishum de gavar rabba. You really don't have to go because you're a god of hador. But because it's for the covet of the Beit Nasi, and Rav Nachman was the son-in-law of the Nasi, you should go for the covet of Rav Nachman. So Asa, so he goes over to Rav Nachman, Ashkecha de Kavod Maka, he's building a fence. So Amar Leis, so Rav Yehuda says to Rav Nachman, Lo Savar Lamar, you don't hold of the following halacha, the Amar Rav Huna Bar Idi Amar Shmuel, Kevin Shin Nismana Adam Parnes Al Tzibur. When a person like yourself, Rav Nachman, had been placed, appointed at a very important position of authority, Asir Basiyas Malacha, you can't do malacha b'fnei shlosha. You can't do work in public in front of three people. You can't build a fence outside. So I'm like, porta de gundura sahud de ka'avid. You know, I'm doing a little, I'm not doing a real fence. I'm fixing a one little rod here. It's not a big deal. So Amalei, so misanya maka de ksib araisa. Do you hate the word maka that the Torah uses? Or mechitza the Amar Rabbana or mechitza the Chachamim use? That you're using the word gundarisa, which is some Aramaic word. Why don't you use the lashon of the Torah or the lashon of the Chachamim? So Amalei, Yasimar Akarfti. So I had enough of you. Please have a, take a seat, he says. A kifta is a bench of some sort. So now Rav Yehuda says to Rav Nachman, Amalei, Misani, do you hate the word Safto, the Amar Rabbanan, or the Itztava, the Amar Inchi? Why are you creating this own language? Why not use Safsa, which the Chachamim use, or Itztava that normal people use? Amalei, Lechamar Asug, he ignores him, he says, Lechamar Esronaga, would you like a bite of an Esrog? But he calls it an Esronaga. Amalei, Hachi Amar Shmuel. Shmuel says, "Kol Omer Esronaga Tilsa Beramus Rucho." Anyone who says such a word, it has a third of haughtiness in him. So, O Esrog Kidikari Rabbanan, either say the word Esrog like Chachamim say, O Esroga the Amri Inche, or the way people speak Esroga, but Esronaga using this fancy language. So, Amarle Lishtimar Anagve, would you like to drink something? I don't know what Anigva is. A kos, it's a certain amount of some drink, a revius of water, a revius of some type of drink. So now Rav Yehuda says, again to Rav Nachman, Amarle, Misani Espargus, the Karyabanan, O Anfik, Dami Inchi. Do you hate the word Espargus that the Chachamim used? Or the word Anfik, which people use? You're making up your own language again. It's a fancy language. What's the need for this? Amarle, Tisi, Doneg, Tashkin. Let my daughter's going to come and she's going to give you what to drink. Amarle, Hachi Amar Shmuel. Shmuel says the following, Ein Mishtamshin Beisha Katana. You're not allowed to use the service of a young girl. Beferish Amar Shmuel. How do you read the Beferish there? Let's see. Beferish Amar Shmuel, Ein Mishamshin Beisha Klal, Bein Gadola, Bein Katana. You can't use a woman at all, whether she's a Gadola, whether she's a Katana. Fine, so he keeps, outdueling him. So Nishtar Le Mar Shlam Alaysa. So now, Rav Nachman says to Rav Yehuda, send regards to your wife. So Amalei, Hachi Amar Shmuel. Shmuel says, "Kol beisha." Wait, to his own wife. To his own wife.
Yeah.
So unclear why that was going. Why Rav Nachman is telling Rav Yehuda to send regards to Rav Nachman's wife? It could be he's testing him. Yeah.
It's getting him to a point.
Okay.
That's what he did. Is wrong.
So let's see. So Amalei, Hachi Amar Shmuel. Shmuel says, "Kol beisha erva." So I can't listen to her voice. I can't say hello to her because she's going to respond back to me, and I can't hear kolisha. Now kolisha usually means singing. In this context, it means even speech. So maybe you could send a shliach.
Is that the
shliach's
going to be over?
Ah, so shliach, right? So maybe he may send his own wife as a shliach. Maybe Rav Yehuda will send his wife, which he's allowed to go speak to Rafuna's wife. Let's see how they ask this question about Aide Shliach. How does that work? Not sure. Okay, it's a good question. So Amar Lei, the Hachi Amar Shmuel says, Ein Shalom Shalom Isha Aide Baila. Yeah. Okay, fine.
It's not really called Isha, it's more like
So the Gemara says, Ein Shalom Vishalom Isha, you're not allowed to ever ask, send regards to a woman, to a wife. But I de baila. So send it through me. Send regards to my wife through me. So Amar Lei, Hachi Amar Shmuel. Shmuel says, Ein Shalom Vishalom Isha Klal. You're not allowed to send any regards to a wife, even through the husband. Okay, so Gemara says Shalchalei Debesa. So what happens now? So the wife of Rav Nachman sent a message to Rav Nachman. Sharilei, let him go, release him already. Sharilei Tigra, let him go already, because the little Nishavnech Kshar Amharet. So it doesn't make you into an Amharet. It's already making you look silly. Enough is enough. Let him go free. So Amarlei. So he says now, Mai Shiata Demarhacha. So why did you come here in the first place? Finally, Rav Nachman says, why did you come here, Rav Yehuda? So Amar Lai, Taska Das Manusa Shadar Mar Abasre, because you sent me a Hazmana. So I'm coming to follow the order. Amar Lai, Hasha Shusa Demar, Lo Gemirna, Taska Das Manusa Mishar De Lamar. Let's see what's going on there. And Hasha the Shusa Demar, Lo Gemirna. So after that you came to, you don't even know the Sicha of my master. So Taska Das Manusa Bashar De Lamar, I'm going to send you to din in front of me. I can't judge you. So Rabbi Yehuda left. He took out the Shtar Hazmana and he showed it to Rav Nachman. You showed me. You sent this to me. This is from you. So Amarle, Rabbi Yehuda says, Hagavra, this person, this Ben Naharda, he was the one who gave it to me. V'had Diska, and then here's the Hazmana. So Amarle, Rav Nachman says, Timhoel v'asa marlach. Since you came here, at least the Shtar Mile. Let's figure these things out to get you out of the Taina. So this way people don't say we're favoring each other. So let's deal with the situation once you came anyways. So Amar Lei, Rav Nachman says to Rav Yehuda, my time ashamte mar lahu gavra. Why did you put him into chirim? Sira shlicha derabanan. Because he was busy, he was causing tzar. I sent him out to get me some meat, my shliach, my gavra, to get me some meat, and he's being mevazahim. Benagde mar. So because of that, is he, Nagde's malchus though. So the Rav Man Gedal Man Dematzar Shlucha Derabanan. So he says, really, did you give him lashes? Because Rav holds you're supposed to give lashes on such a person who's Mitzar Shlucha Derabanan. Dadef Minei Avdilei. So he gave him a greater punishment because the Gemara says that Chayim is greater because Chayim is much longer lasting than Malchus is. Well, just even though it hurts more, it's immediate, but it's over after it's all done. But Chayim lasts for days, weeks, months. So my time Achriz Mar Aled Avdehu. So why did you go ahead and announce that this person was an Eved? So Amar Lei, so he explains the Ragil Dekari Inshi Avdi, because he would call people of Adam all the time. The Tani and the Braisa tells us that, like we learned in Amun Aleph, call a posel pasel. Anybody who disqualified himself is pasel. Veino Medaber B'Shiv Chalom, we don't speak of his praise at all. Vamar Shmuel, and Shmuel adds further B'Mumo Posel. And that very psul that he calls others, he himself is that psul. Clearly, Yehuda was a Talmud of Shmuel, as we know, they had a relationship. He's always quoting Shmuel. You remember, that's the Gemara, right? What was Shmuel referred to of Yehuda as?
Shinna.
Right, they had a relationship. So Yehuda was a Talmud of Shmuel, and he calls him Shinna, sharp one all the time. The Gemara's in Brachos mentioned this and elsewhere. So either way, Rav Yehuda was a very, very big Talmud, Muvak probably, of Shmuel. So Gemara says, Ema de Shmuel. So if Nachman says now, Ema de Amar Shmuel, Le Mechashle, Le Achruze, Le Me Amar. Now Shmuel says one should be concerned that maybe that's true, he's an Eved, but to actually say it and to call him that he's a Vade Eved, not necessarily true. Ada Hachi, Hachi, while they're having this back and forth. So then, Asahu Bar Dinei Minahardei.
Oh, he was there too.
What?
He was
not there at the time. And the Bar, this guy from the Harda came along. Amar Lei Hahu Bar Dinei Le Rav Yehuda. He says, Rav Yehuda, Le Didi Karisu Le Avdi. You call me an Eved? Dasina Mi Beis Chashmonei Malkom. I came from the dynasty of the Chashmonaim. Oh, so anyone who knows the Gemara in Bava Basra knows where this is going right now. So I come from the opposite of an Eved. I'm a king. Amar Le Rav Yehuda says, the Hachi Amar Shmuel. Shmuel says, called Amar Midbeis Chashmonai Kasina Avdahu. Anybody who claims they come from the dynasty of the Chashmonaim are actually Avadim. So does the Gemara explain this? Why? No. So the Gemara is, Rashi does, I'll tell you, say outside what it is. Gemara Mabasa says that Herod had killed all the different Chashmonaim. He was very nervous. So he killed everyone who came from the Chashmonaim. And there's one girl left. And he wanted to marry this young girl. He wanted to say he married a princess. So he was going to have being Yorish, the Malchus. And she refused to marry him. So she jumped off the roof. And before she jumped off the roof, she said, anybody who claims they come from Chashmonaim are actually Avadim because no one's left. I'm the last one left. And she jumps off and she dies. And the Gemara says he preserved her body in honey, either to have tashrish with her while she was dead or to claim that he married her and he was considered a king now. Either way, anybody who came from the Beis Chashmonaim was actually an Eved. Okay, so he told right there, Rav Yehuda was clearly right. Amrlei, so Rav Nachman says to Rav Yehuda now, by the way, this is the guy that you've been waiting for, David, right?
So, didn't have cell phone.
Yeah. Gvar says, Amrlei, so Rav Nachman says to Rav Yehuda, so lo savar lamar lahad amr Rabbi Abba amr Rav Huna amr Rav, do you not hold of the following statement? Kol Tamil Chacham Shemora Halacha Uba, a person who paskins a shaila, and then afterwards the Maisa comes. So then, Im Kodim Maisa Amra, if you said the Psak before the Maisa, Shomelo, so we could trust such a Psak. Vimlav, if the Maisa happened first, and then he quoted a Halacha, Ain Shomelo, we don't trust him because we're concerned he's, you know, obviously biased. He wants to try to figure out the Maisa, and he's trying to maybe distort the truth. So Amalei, Ha'ika Rav Masna Dekai Kavasi. No, it's not me. Go ask Rav Nasna. He's not involved in this case at all. He's not no Gebedaver. And he holds this way. Ask him. And you'll see this is a known halacha. This concept of the person claiming he comes from Beish Chashmonai, we could assume that they are all of Adam. So what happens was now. So Rav Masna lo chazi la narda l'tleis ha'shani. Rav Masna had not been in Narda for 13 years. Ho yoma asa. That very day that this whole discussion gave me happens to show up. Samar lei. So Yehuda says to Rav Masna, Dachir Mar, do you remember? They must have been sitting in class together, Rav Yehuda and Rav Masna. So Dachir Mar, Rav Masna, do you remember my Amar Shmo, what Rebbe said? Ki kai chada kara aguda v'chada kara amabra, when he was standing one foot on the river, one foot on the bridge. Remember that Maisa? And he said this halacha? Amar lei, yeah, of course I remember. Hach Amar Shmo, Shmo says, called Amar midvas chashmonai malka kasina avdahu. Anybody who says they came from the dynasty of Chashmonaim are they themselves, they are in fact considered Avadim. Dilo Ishaya Minayo Elahahi Ravisa, that we mentioned before, that only that one girl was left over. And the Salka Ligra, she jumps, she went to top on the top of the roof. Rami Akala, she called out Vamra and she said, called Amar Mibes Chashmonai Ana Avda Hal. Uvanafla Migra Vemesa, and she fell from the roof and she died. So.
Want to do that for her?
No. Achuz Alayad Avdahu. And therefore, Rav Nachman went out and announced in his own city, Nahardah, that this person, in fact, is considered an Eved based on the Eidus of Rav Masna, and I guess Rav Yehuda as well. Hahu Yom, that very day, Ikrain Kama Ksubasa ben Nahardah, they ripped and tore apart many Ksubas, because people married women from this family, and now they found out they were all Avadim. So now all these Psulim, all the Ksubas are Pasul, all the marriages are Pasul, because we know that if it comes to an Eved, it's the Kedushin is in Chal. So a big mess was going on right now.
Kids are Mamzerim.
Kings are not Mamzerim. They're just the Avadim.
I think it's just a matter of not being the Ksuva.
Oh, yeah?
I think so.
Aha. They only had Nemaris in terms of Mamum, but not Nemaris in terms of Aha.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She really was Jewish.
Okay. Fine.
You know, it's all because of a line.
Because of what?
Standing on line.
No, very good question.
No, they actually had to be Megara.
That's true. They had to be Megara, yeah?
Okay. But I don't know if they had to actually divorce him.
Are you allowed to stay married to him? No. Because never was Kedushin.
Never Kedushin.
Nothing was Chal.
If they can convert, then you can marry them as Avadim Shukhram now, as Gerim.
Uh-huh.
Okay, interesting.
Wow.
Gemara now says, Kikad Nafik. When Rabbi Yehuda went out, when he left Narda, going back home, Nafik Abasre Lemirgme, people wanted to stone him. So Amr, he likes the action movies. So Amr Le, Lehu, Rabbi Yehuda says, Ishasika, Shasika, if you stay quiet, you're better off staying quiet because Ilah, if you don't stay quiet, Megalne Aleichu, I'm going to reveal another psul that's within you guys. Hadam Shmuel. Shmuel says, I got more in my back pocket here, right? Tartis, Risa, Ika, and Narada. There are two families in Narada. Chada Mikre de Bayona. One's called the Bayona. Chada Mikre de Bay or Revta. One's called the family of the ravens. And the Simanach, the symbol is, the mnemonic is, Tame, Tame, and Tar, Tar. So if you come from base Yona, so you're good. But you come from base or Orev, which is a psulim, which are apostle, non chafe birds, it's Tame. Right? Is that what,
Yona is a kosher bird.
Yeah. Right, exactly. So Yona, if you come from the Bay Yonas, then you're kosher, but if you come from the Bay Orevta, you're not kosher. So I would stay quiet if I were you guys, and leave me alone.
But he said it.
What? Well, I guess he wasn't going to expose it to everybody else. So Shadu Lahu Rigma Midayu. So they threw the rocks in him anyways, it seems.
No.
No?
No, they threw it to the river.
Oh.
The river and they created a bath.
Become Amti Benar Malka. They created a whole pool, I guess, a bath for the kings. Okay. They decided to stay away from Rav Yehuda. Yeah, remember, Shmuel called him a Shinne. He was a very sharp one. He stay far away from Rav Yehuda. Okay. Machash of Yehuda. Now, Rav Yehuda went out and announced in Bumpadisa, Adav Yonasan Avde, that these two individuals are Avadim. Yehuda bar Papa Mamzera, he's a Mamzer. Ubati bar Tuvia, went down the list of figuring out all the different psalms that lived in Pumbedisa. So Ubati bar Tuvia is Biramas Ruchei Lo Shaka Gita de Jerusa. Because of his great gaiva, he doesn't want to accept the get shichur, but he's really an Evid. So he just, okay. So he's trying to figure out and point out who the psalm were. It's very important to know who's possible, to know who you can and who you cannot marry. Then went ahead. Machas Rava ben Mechuza. Rava had made an announcement in his city. Balai, Danai, Talai, Malai, Zagai, Kulam Lepsul. All these family names are all psulim, for whatever different reasons. Amar Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says, Govai, Givonai, Dunionisa, and Durai Nisanai. They are all also to marry them as well. These are also. It says that they're all Givonim. The Givonim were from times of Yeshua. They're also Pasul Akal. And Amar Rav Yosef says, Hai Bei Kube de Pumbedisa, this village of Pumbedisa, Kulam Davde, they're all made up of Avadim. Okay, further, Amar Rav Yehuda says, Amar Shmuel. Shmuel says another statement, Arba Meos Avadim, there are 400 Avadim. Amrile, others say there are Arba Os Alafim Avadim, 4,000 Avadim, Hayulo Lefashchor Ben Imer, who is serving this individual who happens to be a Kohen, and he worked in the base of Mikdash during times of Yirmiyahu HaNavi. The chulam and all them nitmu bikuna. They all got mixed together with the kuna. So now we don't really know who's really an evan and who's really a kohen. Because kohen sheyesh bo azis panim. Anybody who is such a such brazenness, eino ella mehem, comes from this family that's been mixed together, and therefore he should stay away. They're possible because they might be avadim. So Amar Abai says kule yasin bishura divin harda. All them. Are sitting, all the Mishpachos Kahuna are sitting in the Shura of Naharda, within the walls of the city of Naharda.
The descendants of these Avadim.
These Avadim in particular. Yeah. And pleading the Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar argues and says, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Im Reisa Kohen, Bazas Metach, Al Tar Acharav, Shinemar Vamcha, Kimrive Kohen. So if a person in such Azas Metach, as is panim, a person should not be mahari, should not think otherwise that maybe he has a psul in it, because that's the way actually kohanim actually are b'nei meriva. They are people who are fighting. Shenemar v'amcha k'mivei kohen, that it's their nature to fight, even though we of course know that Aaron Akhoyim is Rodev Shalom, but it's apparently the shorish is really of one of fighting. Aaron turned that around and tried to add Shalom into the kuna. Okay, let's keep going. Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yav, Abin Barav, Ada Amarav, Kolanosa, Isha She'enu Hogeneslo, a person who marries someone who's a woman who's possible to him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's Kishya HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Masha Shechinaso, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu rests his Shechina, Me'id Al Kol HaShvatim, he testifies about all the different Shvatim, Ve'ein Me'id Allah, but doesn't testify about this person who married someone who's possible.
This is
Yimad HaMashiach. Turn the times he'll testify what? About which aspect will he testify? Just Stam testify? That the part of Shifteka, but this person's not. Shenemar Shifteka Edus Li Yisrael. Okay, MSI have Edus Li Yisrael. When will there be Edus for Yisrael? Man Shishvatim Shifteka. When they're marrying within the Shifteka and they keep the Yichas, that's when the Kadosh Baruch Hu will give them Edus. But when they're marrying outside, people who are apostle, then the Kadosh Baruch Hu will not give them Edus. Amar Rabbi Chama Rabbi Chanina Kishir Kadosh Baruch Hu Masha Shchinaso. When he rests his Shchinon, Klal Yisrael Ein Masha Ela Al Mishpachos Miuchasos Shebi Yisrael. Only those have the proper Yichus. Shenemar Ba'is Ahi Nu Mashem Yet Lo Kim Lachol Mishpachos Yisrael will be a God for all the families. Lachol Yisrael Lo Nemar Ela Lichol Mishpachos. Don't say Lachol Yisrael. What's the Mishpachos? Only to those Mishpachos that are keeping the Yichus of Klal Yisrael. Let's can we keep going a little bit more. Okay. Fine. The Gemara says now, "Vehema yuli l'am," and they will be for me a nation. Amaraba bar Rav Huna zo mala yisera. This is an extra added level, a higher madrega. Yesh ben yisrael gerim. The Klal Yisrael has over the gerim. Dilo b'yisrael k'sibehu. It's written about someone who's born Jewish. V'hayisi lahem lelukim. I'm going to be for you a god. Vehema yuli l'am, and they will be to me a nation. But with respect to Gerim Ksiv, ki mi huze arav es libo lageshes elai num Hashem, who is this who's mixing his heart to come draw closer to me? V'yisam li la'am, and they'll be for me na'am, anochi ayeh lachem lokim. Then I'll be a God for them. So first it says they'll be an am for me, then only after their Tzana Karshvechu will be the God. But by Yisrael it says, first I'm their God, and then afterwards they'll be their am. So you see that's the added level. Karshvechu draws closer on his own to Klal Yisrael, as opposed to Gerim first have to become part of the am, and then Karshvechu draws closer. A little further you said, yeah? Amar bichalbo kashim gerim mount to dats. Amar bichalbo kashim gerim liyisrael kisapachas. So difficult, so hard is the gerim. This is very hard to understand exactly, but the gerim are very difficult, very hard for Klal Yisrael, like a sapachas, which is a taras. Right, there's machlokes to show him exactly what this means. Rashi Tosa, I think, arguing about this here, and Yivamos as well. How do we know the shenemar? The pasuk says v'nil v'hager alem v'nispechu. Abes Yaakov, we're comparing a ger to nispechu lashon of kesapachas to compare it to a nega. Dechsiv v'hacha, it's written here of nispechu. Uksiv hasam laseish v'sapachas. So we see that a ger is like a sapachas, like a nega. What does that mean exactly? So look at Rashi, the very last line of the Amud. Kashim gerim she'enim zehiris b'mitzvos. They're not careful in doing mitzvos. Varegilim etzlam nimshachim etzlam v'lomdin min amaisim. You're going to go and see what they're doing and think what they're doing is correct, but they really don't know the halacha. If you look at Tosa argues and says, lo. Rashi said, he quotes some Perishav Kuntris, we'll go through this quickly, Lefish Enim Bekim B'mitzos Mevin Puranios. Because they don't keep mitzvos, not because we're learning from them, because they're doing Averos, it's going to cause a big onesh for all of us. Vod, and then the moreover is, Shemlam Dene Shemi Masim. The other part is what Rashi here quotes, is that we're going to learn incorrectly from their actions. V'yesh Mepharshim, others say, Lefish Kol Yisrael Arevim Zebezeh, we're all connected. And therefore we're responsible for what they're doing wrong. That's kind of like the first answer. Anyways, he says differently.
I think we can stop here because
the next spot, it's not the next spot. He says
what?
The other line is the next spot.
Shushing and with crushing gear, and then he says the fish is the fifth one. I don't think you're referring to, and then on the narrow line.
The narrow line on in the next page. Rav Avram Ger. Rav Avram Ger. Remember, he's a Ger to himself because of a shot. This is an Ayin Aleph now. Perish Lefisha Gerim Bikim Mitzvos. They're more careful about Mitzvos. Medaktim Hem Kashim Hem Lishol. Makes us look bad. Mitoch Kacha Kadosh Baruch Hu Maski Avon Hashem Shal Yisrael Kishen Osen Ritono. They came on their own and they're doing better than we were. We were born into religion. Are there five Shatim here total? That's what it's, yeah.
Five
Shatim. Okay. Adam's learned this before. Okay. Shkoyach.
I just have a number on my.